Perhaps the point is the Arctic Circle shattered, folded, slowly raised water.
In general, one, my structure
over the
is
hill,
your structure. Two,
to show
your
and to tell.
Is my structure.
Turned,
three,
red
structure
as well as black.
Is our structure.
Often
four,
replayed.
Our structure is their
played
structure.
Again.
Five, a
often
structure
moved
is
about
the structure.
Within the context of a reason. Having been brought back at a point of passage. Many objects put upon many other objects in place of some other objects no longer used to
is
form a pile.
Is a structure moved from there capable of relating content from here with some probability of comprehension?
Through using language as an artist, it would seem there is an endless range of possibilities that you can incorporate or bring in to your work. The Arctic Circle shattered as a reference exists very powerfully as a piece of language.
In relation to probable use within a culture, i.e.
as opposed to
one, an
making
artist
use
may
of such a,
work.
A reality
two, a work
in any
may be fabricated. Three,
visual
a
sense.
Work may not be built.
Well, the piece was built physically just because it was practically possible at the time.
Equal and consistent
but,
with the intent of an artist.
You know, this is a real crux. When you present work, any form of work, publicly,
of the receiver upon the
you're obligated to present it in a manner that doesn't betray in any way, manner, or form your own idea of design, your own politics, and your own relation to the world as you, in a sense, feel that you fit into it. So when you say that it's a powerful piece of language, that doesn't really mean anything. That's not saying somebody is beautiful. It's not that beauty is only in the eyes of the beholder or power is only in the eyes of the praxis. It's the fact that one doesn't really have the choice any longer of knowing
A. Does the attempt
where
one
the artist's function
before?
Stops. The artist is a
B.
professional,
can
and being a professional, one attempts to place what's
before?
Placing in the society in as concise and as legitimate
and
a manner as humanly possible.
D.
It's like brushing your teeth
when
before going out on a date.
Location make it not as before? E. In a name, is it not as before? F. If owned, is it not as before? G. Where is the accounting?
It is, though, on the other hand, an extremely potent phrase.
Even built, the information that was inherent in it was able to be conveyed. The acceptance of a border as a physical material reality.
This was a physical material reality.
Well, it is a physical material reality, in fact, when it's presented in language, but it was also built by me because there was a practical manner of doing it. I found myself at the Arctic Circle in a position where my job of being at the Arctic Circle was presenting art to a public, and I was able to physically crack the Arctic Circle, not metaphorically, but physically. But that's not the point, is it?
The realm of object making would seem to seem absolutely irrelevant to your works.
To the preoccupations that seem to bring my work about.
In fact, so there is really no difference, or maybe because there is no difference between a physical manifestation and a language description of that physical manifestation.
It's not a description. It's
equivalent.
A presentation. No, it's not an equivalent. It's a presentation with the use of language as a material.
But is there a difference between the presentation in a physical form and the language as a presentation?
No, it's the conveyance of the same information. If the physical presentation is done as professionally or as professionally, meaning as competently as the language presentation is done, then there is no difference whatsoever. It's just that I find the language a more viable form of presenting the same information. It's the information, it's the content that we're still dealing with.
in relation to probable use within a culture, i.e. Western. 1. An artist may construct a work. 2. A work may be fabricated. 3. A work may not be built. A reasonable assumption is that each being equal and consistent with the intent of an artist, the decision as to conditions rests with the needs of the receiver upon the occasion of receivership.
Slowly raised water would seem to be almost a physical contradiction or ambiguous in terms of the notion of raising water.
Have you ever had to drop a bucket down a well? But the 8th time, there is quite a difference between slowly raised water and rapidly raised water.
The physical act then of raising the water becomes important in this work.
The objectification of what previously had been considered a gestural activity.
Your use of language
in general, 1. My structure is your structure. 2. Your structure is
the gestural,
my structure.
3.
Their structure
mystical
is our structure.
Or the
four,
subjective
our structure
language.
I hope so.
Is
language
structure
is at
five,
the level
a
that
structure
you use it. I
is the structure.
Feel is very
in
neutral.
General, one,
I should hope so.
My structure
I don't think
is your
that
structure.
The function of art
two,
are past the point of being
structure
able to objectively present
three,
your observations and perceptions,
structure,
which are quite empirical.
Four,
there's no need for my subjective
five,
imposition. There's no need for any mystification. The less mystification that art can have, the better it is for art, for everybody else, and the much, much more practical it is for the use factor of art. There's nothing worse than the Jesuitical aspects of various and sundry expressionist art. If you don't understand, it means you don't understand. That's the most asinine statement anybody's ever said. If an artist present something publicly, the same as anybody else, if they present it publicly and are asked a reasonable question concerning its use value, you are obligated, morally obligated, to try to attempt to give a reasonable answer. If that answer doesn't fit into the context of what other people have
a,
said previously,
does the attempt leave one further
what
than before?
Is the constituent
B,
values
and
constituent makeup of what consists of aesthetic activity,
before?
That it's not necessarily the
it's
fault of the artist.
It's just the act of assurance and acceptance of
there has
before
to be a point of cut-off of
D,
responsibility if
when
you're attempting to give
a
legitimate answer.
Make it not
then
as
you
before
have obviated your
B,
responsibility. You've attempted
name,
to give a legitimate answer. The
before
great hope is that the legitimate
F,
answer
if
has
owned,
some validity within your
before
own culture.
G,
so what
where
is your relationship with these works of language when they've been realized or executed?
The same relationship. I cannot allow myself to deal with the hierarchical values. If you ask me as a person who does a job, and the job is that of being an artist, whether I prefer something to remain within the context of using language as material, or whether I would prefer to try to convey this information through the presentation of a physical object, I personally would prefer to utilize language as a means of presenting this information. But that's not a hierarchical value. That's where there is a subjective choice. You have a choice of how you intend to present things or how you prefer to present things.
In relation to probable use within a culture, i.e. Western, 1. An artist may construct a work. 2. A work may be fabricated. 3. A work need not be built. A reasonable assumption is that each being equal and consistent with the intent of an artist, the decision
do
as
the
to
works
condition rests
function
with the needs of the receiver
culturally
upon the occasion
rather like
of the
fragments.
Mm-hmm. They function within their own context of language as a material as sentence fragments, but they do not function as fragments. They function within a cohesive whole which we call contemporary culture.
I'm thinking of an analogy of digging
general,
up part of
one,
an ancient
my structure is your structure
Roman sculpture, but only finding the arm.
Your structure is my structure.
Somehow the
three
entire work, the entire
our structure.
Meaning of that work
Four,
is contained within the
our
fragment.
Our structure is their structure.
Because
Five,
you are not here dealing
structure
with
is the structure.
Sentences or meanings in the sense that a story, for instance, or a narrative or a description.
Well, they're quite narrative. It is a matter of to show and to tell. It is a matter of the presentation of a story about materials. But what you did with the arm is you cannot tell anything at all about the so-called piece of sculpture the arm came from. You have no way of knowing even that there was anything attached to it. What you've got is probably a very good example of an arm of a certain period that can either be culturally dated or carbon dated to know when it came about. So you know now how an arm was perceived sculpturally at a certain period in time. You don't know anything about the whole. These are not, by virtue of their being sentence fragments. Sentence fragment is no implication of any kind of rational fragment. It's a sentence fragment. It's a part of what the dominant culture that preceded us used to call a sentence. So rather than argue with them that this constitutes a sentence as well, I'll accept sentence fragment because it's not a very important issue.
Hmm.
That's not the point of the work.
In relation to probable use within a culture, i.e. Western, one, an artist may construct a work, two, a work may be fabricated, three, a work may need not be built. A reasonable assumption is that each being equal and consistent with the intent of an artist, the decision as to condition rests with the needs of the receiver upon the occasion of receivership.
Turned, red as well as black. It's obvious then that the works have to be regarded as to do with reality in the form that they come over, and that they're not in any sense alluding to anything else. So in order to see the works or appreciate them, one really cannot compare them, let's say, to other forms of art that one can think of. In other words, they seem to exist very much as independent, discrete notions that are to do with your selections of experience, but somehow they're distilled, they're selected. I mean, what is the process of you actually making a decision about dealing with a particular area, a particular work? Because it's clearly not, as I was saying earlier, they're not interpretations, they're not illusions. What is your criteria for selecting a particular notion, a particular work, as opposed to describing anything at random?
Well, random's a funny word. I don't understand.
Is the structure moved
what
from there
you would
capable
mean by
of relating content from here?
Less discrete than anything else. They relate as well to my idea of what are sculptural concerns or what are material concerns. My interests would be the interests of any other person doing any other form of research. One becomes fascinated or one becomes involved with a piece of steel, with a piece of tin, with the idea of color, with the idea of transference, turning to and for. There's no question there. What you're asking is not a question. What you're saying is, how dare you think that your research into pieces of paper at that point in time is valid. I would just have to count upon the fact that what concerns me in a material
general,
sense is
one,
probably
my
concerning
structure is your structure.
A reasonable number of
Two,
the rest of the population.
Your
I am a part of
is my structure.
My own time and part of
Three,
my own humanity. And
their
I
structure
have the great
is our structure.
Choice or privilege
Four,
to spend my time concerning myself with material relationships
Five,
of my own time.
A structure
That's my
is
job.
The structure.
If you're looking for accreditation for jobs, then I don't really know if that comes into the question. That's not the point of it. The point is, if it is necessary or if it is useful at that time, that's my job.
Turned red as well as black.
Perhaps the process of changing colour is of interest. Perhaps the process of an object having various colours that the placement and the gestural turning of them would constitute a sculptural movement. Often replayed, played again. That was a piece made for our exhibition about artists making toys.
I.
That seemed
Western.
To me as much of a toy
An
from a relationship of human beings to objects as any other
Two,
toy.
A work may be fabricated. Three,
it's interesting that you constantly
a
refer back to sculpture.
Each
and
being equal and consistent
so I see
with the
sculpture
intent
as a word
of an artist,
that
a decision as to condition
most people,
the
perhaps it's a placatory gesture on my own
the
part,
of
but it's a word that most people can relate to as a material way of human beings relating to objects. I see most painting, especially most successful painting, as functioning within a sculptural level as well.
But you've at the same time embodied notions within your works that are not readily feasible in sculpture.
Not previously considered sculptural concerns.
Yeah.
Well, then there is a difference. If it's not previously considered sculptural concerns, that's a lot different than readily accessible within sculptural terms.
But you're using a term that one relates to a body of activity. But I take the point. The notions of changing, of transformation, of moving across physical space, geographical space.
A. Does the attempt leave one further than before? B. Can the title even
and also
change
about the way in
the
which
same structure as before?
Objects,
C,
in a sense,
just the act
function within a context.
And acceptance of before.
You know, an object
D,
placed in a context
when can a change
is determined
location make it not
by the context
before?
In all sorts of ways,
e,
but your
in a name,
works
is it
in
not
a way
as before. F, if
owned, are commenting, they're
is
even
it not
outside
as
of
before?
That, they're outside
G,
of the context.
Well,
where
I
is
don't
the
think
accounting?
Any of us are capable of transcending our own context. In not being capable, there is no way we are part of our context is part of us, but by the non-acceptance of certain restrictions put upon us within the previous context, yes, I would say they attempt not to step outside because my great desire in presenting and in making this work is to fit within the context of what I consider art, which I consider a rational thing for human beings to do.
In general,
I'm not trying to transcend.
One,
I'm trying desperately to find
Two,
a context that satisfies my needs. Of
Three,
my work.
Their structure.
That's
is
not
our
transcendence,
structure.
That's attempting to
Four,
take into account the accomplishments of our
structure.
Own generations and the accomplishments of
Five,
people that have come before us
structure
and take for granted certain
structure.
Things that previously were not allowed to be taken for granted. But they are existing facts. There's no premise there. There's no aspirational aspect to the art. The art does exist at this moment within our modern corpus of knowledge. The point is, this is how I feel art is made now. I just don't feel I have the right as one human being to say this is how all art should be made now, but damn well this is how art is made now. It becomes then, non-metaphorically and in a sculptural sense, one of the pieces that was presented in London that brought about this conversation, many objects put upon many other objects in place of some other objects no longer used to form a pile.
Having been brought back at a point of passage, so it is crucial then that the words, the sentences are seen or read as artworks stemming from an art context rather than being bound by one, as opposed to say a context where words are used for the sake of words, i.e. a literary stroke poetry context. Do they have any relationship with that area?
None whatsoever, except that when one is presenting work, one is in the context of using a material that other people have used in a different way. And if we're going to accept that certain gestural things and certain functional things have entered into a sculptural context, I must accept the fact that I utilize certain advances that were made within a literary sense, but the work has no reference to literature other than the research aspects of literature which have taught us what words can do. That's all. I am indebted to the literature that I've read, but I must say that I'm not connected to the literature that I've read other than that of a normal person connected to the history and the accomplishments of other people that one comes in contact with.
You seem to
in
avoid
relation to probable use
ambiguity
within a culture,
in the language
i.e.
and the way you use
Western
language.
I attempt to avoid ambiguity.
An artist may
it seems
construct a work.
I've
two,
used the term neutral
a work
before.
May
but
be fabricated. Three, a work
it is
need not be built.
Very
a
clear
reasonable assumption
as to what
is that each being equal and consistent
the piece of text
with the intent
is
of the
actually
artist, the decision
the
as
content
to condition
of the piece of text seems to be
the receiver
very clear,
the occasion
rather than
of receivership.
Ambiguous in any sense.
Well, I would take that then as a compliment. I would say that is the point. If one is going to utilize language as a means of presenting art as art itself's material, then you should attempt, I feel, as an artist, the least amount of ambiguity. Lack of ambiguity and making oneself clear then becomes the point.
So many objects put upon many other objects in place of some other objects no longer used to form a pile. And yet there is, on the other hand, a factor of not ambiguity but complexity in some of the works.
Some of the work is not simple, some is complex and requires a certain demeanor towards a complex subject. Sometimes the subject itself of the art requires a certain amount of complexity. Sometimes the subject of the art is not so complex. There's no hierarchical value between complexity and simplicity of subject. At various times, certain simple things have as much import within a culture as complex things.
In general, my structure is your structure. 2, your structure is my structure. 3, their structure is our structure. 4. Our structure is their structure. 5. A structure is the structure. In general, 1.
The process
my structure
of
is your structure.
The works becoming appropriated into
is
the culture.
My structure. 3. Their structure is our structure.
Do you have any comments to make on
your structure is their
that
structure.
Process?
5.
And perhaps
a structure is the structure.
The context where the works can be appropriated into the culture.
They're presented within a discernible, numerable art context. Therefore, the question of its appropriation into the culture is inappropriate. It's a non-reasonable assumption that if somebody presents something within one context, that they choose for it to be in another context. I'm an artist, I make art, and I produce art within that kind of a structure.
In general, 1. My structure is our structure. 2. Your structure is my structure. 3. Their structure is our structure. 4. Our structure is their structure. 5. A structure is the structure.